10.4 federal cases. The majority of federal case law emanates from three federal courts: the U.S. District Courts, the U.S. Circuit Courts of Appeal, and the U.S. Supreme Court. The same general rules of citation apply, but instead of referencing state courts, the citation must indicate the federal court that authored the opinion being cited. U.S. District Court Citations. Cases decided by United States District Courts are published in the Federal Supplement, FSUP. Spacing note. There is a space between the F period and the SUPP period. The Federal Supplement is published by West Publishing Company. There is no official publication for U.S. District Court cases. Since it is impossible to tell which U.S. District Court decided the case by looking at the publication FSUP, the court must be specified in parentheses. In citation format, capital D period stands for district. Capital E period, capital D period, then, stands for Eastern District. WD stands for Western District, etc. Each state has at least one federal district. Many have more than one. D period, HAW period, for instance, stands for the U.S. District Court, District of Hawaii. SDNY stands for Southern District of New York. Application. Your U.S. District Court. What is your federal district and its abbreviation? Example. U.S. District Court citations are constructed in the following manner. Akers versus Lewis, italicized, comma. Volume 462, Federal Supplement, page 531, District of New Mexico, 1976. Spacing note. There is generally a space between the D and any subsequent abbreviation, such as W period, D period, space TEX period, or D period, space COLO period. The exception occurs when there are abbreviated initials only, such as SDNY. In that case, there are no spaces. Application. U.S. District Court Citation. You have found a case titled Sims versus Castor. The case was decided by the U.S. District Court in your jurisdiction. It can be found in Volume 598, page 256. The case was decided in 1987. U.S. Circuit Court Citations. A federal circuit is a collection of federal districts. Cases decided by the U.S. Courts of Appeal, sometimes referred to as the U.S. Circuit Courts, are published in the Federal Reporter, F period, F period 2D, or F period 3D. Spacing note. There is no space between the F period and the series numbers that follow. The Federal Reporter is published by West. There is no official publication for U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals cases. Again, the circuit court that decided the case is decided in parentheses, CIR period, is the abbreviation for circuit, preceded by the number of the appropriate circuit. For example, 5th CIR period. Spacing note. There is a space between the number, such as 4th, and the circuit. Example, 4TH space capital C small IR period. Application. Your Federal Circuit Court. In what federal circuit are you located, and what is the proper abbreviation? In what federal circuit is your class located, and what is its abbreviation? They may or may not be the same. Example. U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals citations are constructed in the following manner. Lewis v. Akers, italicized, comma, Volume 663, Federal Reporter, 2nd Series, 261, parentheses, 10th Circuit, 1977, closed parentheses. Diagram 10.2, U.S. Federal Circuits Map. Application, U.S. Circuit Court Citation. During your research, you have found a case titled Jensen v. Higgins. The case you decided was decided by the U.S. Circuit Court in your jurisdiction. The case can be found in Volume 121, page 1298, 3rd Series. The case was decided in 1996. Use the map above, which can also be found in the foldout in the back of the manual. U.S. Supreme Court Cases. The U.S. District Courts and U.S. Circuit Courts each publish their opinions in a single publication, the Federal Supplement and the Federal Reporter. There are no parallel citations for those opinions. That certainly simplifies things. However, things are a bit more complicated for United States Supreme Court cases. Three publications publish U.S. Supreme Court cases. United States Reports, abbreviation U.S., the official publication of the federal government. Supreme Court Reporter, abbreviation S.C.T., unofficial publication by West Publishing. U.S. Supreme Court Reports, Lawyer's Edition, abbreviation L.Ed. or L.Ed. Second, unofficial publication by Lawyers Cooperative. U.S. Supreme Court cases should be cited in this order: U.S., then Supreme Court, then L.Ed. Second. Example: a U.S. Supreme Court opinion would be constructed as follows: Akers v. Lewis, italicized, comma, Volume 516, United States Reports, page 331, comma, Volume 694, Supreme Court Reporter, page 265, comma, Volume 112, Lawyer's Edition, Second Series, page 871, parentheses 1978, close parentheses. Spacing note: the abbreviation U.S. has no spaces. There is a space between the S and the CT in Supreme Court. There are spaces between the L and the ED and the 2D in L ED second. Application. United States Supreme Court Citation. You have found a case titled Moore v. Withers, decided in 1981 by the U.S. Supreme Court. It can be found in Volume 571, page 832 of the U.S. Reports, Volume 630, page 103 of the Supreme Court Reporter, and Volume 712, page 499 of Lawyer's Edition, Second Series. Provide the correct cite. Note regarding U.S. Supreme Court short form citations. Blue Book citation form requires only the case title, the official U.S. report cite, and the year in parentheses. Example: a U.S. Supreme Court citation in short form would be constructed in the following manner: Akers v. Lewis, italicized, comma, Volume 516, United States Reports, page 331, 1978, in parentheses. The above short form citation seems much simpler than the long form, and it is. It would be natural for the student to ask, why do we have to learn long form if Blue Book only requires short form citation for U.S. Supreme Court opinions? The answer is that once you are hired as a paralegal, there is no way to know what form of citation your supervising attorney or court rules will require. You will be much better prepared if you know the long form citation, and if the attorney prefers short form, the adjustment will be simple. However, if you only know the short form and the attorney prefers the long form, you will appear ill-trained. In other words, you are being trained to the highest common denominator. Additional federal case citations. While most federal case law will be found in previously mentioned publications, the researcher may need to cite a few other sources. Citation assistance can always be found in the Blue Book, a uniform system of citation. The researcher can also refer to the front of the volume being cited. Most publications will inform you how they want to be cited. Here are a few more examples of citations for federal case law authorities. Bankruptcy Reporter. This publication collects and reports full court opinions from the U.S. Bankruptcy Court, a division of the U.S. District Court. Smith v. Jones, italicized, comma, volume 287, Bankruptcy Reporter, page 423, in parentheses, Bankruptcy, District of Colorado, 1983. Federal Rules Decisions. This set of books reports full U.S. District Court opinions where a federal rule or regulation is being applied and where that court has decided not to designate the opinion for publication. Typically, if the opinion has been published in the Federal Supplement, it will not be published additionally in the FRD. Smith v. Jones, italicized, comma, 341, Federal Rules Decisions, page 938. District of Nebraska, 1983, in parentheses. Military Justice Reporter. Collects and reports full court opinions and rulings of military tribunals. Smith v. Jones, italicized, comma, volume 125, Military Justice Reporter, page 637, District of Idaho, 1983, in parentheses. Federal Appendix. The newest of all reporters. This publication was first issued in 2002. The opinions published in the Federal Reporter or the Federal Supplement are included in those books because they have been designated by publication by the court. The Federal Appendix publishes those cases not designated for publication. Some believe that such cases do not have precedential value since the court does not find them important enough to print. Smith v. Jones, italicized, comma, 21 Federal Appendix, page 583, District of Colorado, 1983, in parentheses. Federal Claims Reporter. This publication covers opinions from the United States Court of Federal Claims. Opinions include those involving tax refund suits, governmental contracts, environmental and natural resource disputes, and civilian and military government pay issues. Smith v. Jones, italicized, comma, volume 34, Federal Claims Reporter, page 527, Eastern District of North Carolina, 1998. Application. This is for federal citations. Provide appropriate Blue Book citations for the following. Your case is Bickers v. Beal. It is found on page 73 in the reporter that cites U.S. District Court Cases, Volume 502. It was decided in the Western District of Tennessee in 1978. 2. The title of the case is Saunders v. Brickmont. It is found in the Federal Supplement. The volume is 783, page 221. It was decided in 1989 in the District of Nevada. 3. Your cite was written by a judge in the U.S. District Court in the Middle District of Tennessee. The case is titled Minnie v. Mickey, decided in 1968 and found on page 385, volume 410. The title of the case for number 4 is Jordan v. Summers. It was decided in the Federal Trial Court in the Eastern District of Tennessee. The volume is 832. The page is 364. It was decided in 1992. 5. Your case, Us v. Them, was decided by the U.S. District Court in New Mexico and is found on page 288, volume 693. It was decided in 1985. 6. The title of the case is Anton v. Everly. It was decided in the Federal Trial Court in the Western District of North Carolina. The volume is 289 and the page is 141. It was decided in 1966. 7. You have found a case, Him v. Her, located in volume 344 of the Federal Reporter, second series, page 159. The case was decided in 1956 in the Tenth Circuit. 8. The title of the case is Trapper v. Pringle. It is found in the Federal Reporter's third series. The volume is 88, the page is 1,103. It was decided in 1988 in the Ninth Circuit. 9. Your case is Hump versus Back. It is found on page 538 in the reporter that cites Federal Court of Appeals cases. Volume 655, Second Series. It was heard in the Second Circuit in 1989. 10. The title of the 1995 case is Vorley versus Ingleborg. It is found in the Federal Reporter Second Series and was decided in the Sixth Circuit. The volume is 901 and the page is 896, Second Series. 11. The title of the 1998 case is Canterbury v. Cribbers. It was decided in the Fourth Federal Appellate Court. The volume is 102, the page is 538, Third Series. 12. Your site, Adam v. Eve, was found on page 313 and volume 189 of the publication that contains U.S. Circuit Courts of Appeal cases. Second Series. It was heard in the Fourth Circuit on December 19, 1956. 13. The U.S. Supreme Court decided a case you wish to cite titled Wimp v. Weasel. The official cite was in volume 387, page 148. The lawyer's cooperative cite was on page 96, volume 442, Second Series. The West publication was in volume 408, page 161. The case was originally brought in Georgia. The date of the decision was 1979. 14. The title of the case is In Re Stevens, decided by the U.S. Supreme Court in 1985. The official cite is volume 342, page 728. The Supreme Court reporter is volume 424, page 628. The lawyer's edition cite is volume 276, page 1,281, Second Series.